Penguin Random House Audio presents Churchill and Orwell, The Fight for Freedom, by Thomas E. Ricks. Read for you by James Lurie. Chapter 1. The Two Winstons. On December 13, 1931, a 57-year-old English politician, still a member of Parliament but quite unwelcome in his own party's government, stepped out of a taxi on New York's Fifth Avenue. He was in New York to begin a speaking tour in an attempt to recover some of the small fortune he had lost in the stock market crash 2 years earlier. Being English, and perhaps distracted by his troubles, he looked the wrong way down the avenue and did not see the automobile that, traveling at about 30 miles per hour, knocked him to the pavement and dragged him for a spell, cracking some ribs and slashing open his scalp. Had he died, he would be remembered today by a few historians specializing in early 20th century British history. But he did survive. His name was Winston Churchill. Almost 6 years later, on May 20th, 1937, another Englishman awoke before dawn and moved out of his uncomfortable quarters in a trench on the front lines of the Spanish Civil War in northeastern Spain, not far south of the Pyrenees Mountains. Though serving as a soldier, he really was a writer, a minor author of mediocre novels that had not been selling well. He considered himself a leftist, but in his latest work, in which he had turned to journalistic sociology, studying the poor of England, he had caused a minor fuss, and perhaps lost a few friends, by criticizing socialists. Still,